So we said that this is also Chadri Chadorim, where even though nobody can see him, it's still Osir. Al Kain, Alutis Shemavio Be'er Shabbos, Kushahulach Mevis Amerchats. A person brings home a towel from the Merchats, and it's wet. He should make sure that he hangs it up before Shabbos. Don't wait till after Shkia, because then you can't hang it up, even though it's in your privacy of your home. The Gezeris of Ben Hashmash is Chazal were Mekel if you need it. So he could do that. And then he says over here in the Sharatzion, but he should do it Nochli Zor Li Shotchoi Betzina. But he should do it Betzina. So even though we say Bechad Jechadorim is Osir, but still Bechad Jechadorim is less of an Isser than doing it before Hesya. Pasha, the way Rav Moshe has different tshuvas about it. One way to read Rav Moshe's tshuvas is that there are two dinim. There's a din deraisa of we learn from the pasuk Ve'yisim Lekim Hashem in Yisrael, that there's a chiyuv not to put yourself into a situation of chashad. That's a din deraisa, he says. And besides that, there's a din derabbanan, and Chazal asked certain things because of Marasai. So din deraisa only applies if there's a chashad. So Chadra Chadorim, there's no chashad. Once Chazal made a gzeir on it, once Chazal asked it, they asked it be'etzim, so then even if Chadra Chadorim it's also. But Bechadri Chadorim, the Maisa comes out as only Nisa Darbanan, which Ben Hashmash is, you can make a lot. Once you do it for Hesya, you're dealing with the Chashash of the Raisa, people seeing you, and that's the Nisa Daraisa according to Mersha. Yisam Nekim, Mishem, Yisrael, Zedin Daraisa. So they're going to be crushed that this person went Ben Hashmash and washed it. So that's the Nisa Daraisa for him to put himself into that Chashad. So that's why he says. I mean, so I'm suggesting that the Shar Tzion says that you should do betzina. That's part of the logic behind why he's saying that. Does he agree with the Mersha? That point that I have no raya's that he agrees with the Mersha on that understanding. Okay, kuv sama zayin. But if he put it there before Shabbos, he does not need to remove it on Shabbos. Before he needs to remove it when it's still hanging there on Shabbos. Kuv sama zayin enokai of the shulchan. I feel him shtuchim with kineged om. Okay. Even though people can see it, but Tom, the Iker Chashad, and I look at Shashad Chim Bishab, those Yesh Raglaim, the Choshtoi, Shig the Kibson, Hayoim. People see him hanging it up, they'll say, what? Why is he hanging it up now? Must be, probably he washed it now. Deem Kibson, Miesmol, Hayo Shad Chim Miesmol. Normally you don't leave them to put up, you put up right away to dry. So he did it before, he probably would have hung it before. People won't necessarily assume that it was Nashra B'mayim.
We haven't really defined what hanging up means. Does it mean like hanging on a line that like you do to dry things?
We assume that it means, well, okay, it's a fair question. So the person would say, put hang in a place where it's B'chadra Chadorim, which people don't normally put items to dry. It could be a matter. So I come in, my coat is soaking wet, and I want to hang it up. So where would you hang up a soaking coat? You might hang it up in the bathroom, over the tub. You might hang it up, in the basement. So those are a problem.
Well, I'm not hanging it to dry. I'm hanging it to avoid getting the stuff in my closet wet.
Right, but if I put it in a place, I understand, but that's still a problem. Uh-huh. But if I put it in a place where people wouldn't put it to dry, so that's not us. I'm allowed to hang it up there. So you can figure out where that is. Okay.
Officer, so are we clear on where would be considered a place that people would not normally put up laundry?
Well, the closet, the closet, you can hang it up in your closet, you don't have to leave it, whatever.
Who puts it up in the bathroom?
What?
Who hangs their laundry in the bathroom?
Person has a wet coat, he comes in with a wet coat, he might hang it up over in the bathroom to dry.
But I thought that the whole idea was that the chashash that the person did laundry on.
Right, maybe a person will hang up something to dry that he washed. He might hang it up in the wash something, a single item in the sink in the bathroom, and then hang it up to dry. It's a normal thing. Okay. Okay. There you go. I have.
Okay.
Okay. especially in our apartment, in my apartment for sure. We didn't have a washer dryer in the apartment, so you did one item, you just put it up there. Okay. Memvav, gadam ashrim b'mayim, osel nagvam samach leish. So now, we're going to get around this other issue, but you still have the problem you can't do with samach leish because then it's going to boil out the water. Hagav, furthermore, osel latatalem shema yavol lidei skita, who shemakvad al memvav. So there's an issue of tiltal because of potential skita issues. And it's only because he cares about the fact that there it's something which that it's wet, so then he might come to squeeze it. Something which he doesn't mind that it's wet, so he's not going to squeeze it. So they didn't ask or tilt on that situation. Furthermore, this is actually based on the Gemara. A person should not go in a place where a person might slip into a river or something of that sort. And then you have so they asked the gzera al tuschita, like a few layers back. Okay, kubsam ches mishabur shriya mamayim. Feel the shriya wet, even though it's not soaking wet, but it's a little bit wet. But you put it near the heat to cause it to melt.
To my apartment, and I'm probably running cold chair.
Okay, osur nagvum.
Well,
alvagav the bechama, feel the bechama osur. The canal. So, what it was by the putting out in the sun to dry is also awesome because of the marasayim, mishamarasayim, mishamarasayim luchudahu. K'mashon hocha the neged ha'esh yesh iser tera mishum mevashel. So, besides the iser of marasayim, above and beyond that, you have a problem of potential abishal ubi shabalabin, and also because of malabin derech mislabin ayin ha'taner k'rabinim shabbos chavzayin hu'unin shalpishtan mishi islabnu. When you would put it by the heat, as the heat would cause it to evaporate, it would pull out some of the, it would whiten it and pull out some of the dirt, cleanse it. The osur machmas zel nagvon fil kashulavish behem im hutarmid negarachayim b'mokam sheyatzalatis behem. So furthermore, wearing them is not, there's no more sign while you're wearing them. But if I want to stand while I'm wearing them near this heat source. So, if potentially it's hot enough that it could cause the water to evaporate, which is to boil out, really, that's what it is, to vaporize. It's also, as Sharsian says, that it could be also even if it's not your kavana. Your kavana is just to warm yourself, but it's a psikresha. And you're dealing with an issue of the rice of a bishul. So you can't do samach le'esh, kufayin.
How's this bishul the rice?
If I take water and I heat it to the point that it evaporates, that's really what I'm process evaporating.
Yatsalat, below yatsalat, I think it's going to be below yatsalat.
No, you told me yatsalat is. So you can't put them over on the oven. You would, you know, the modern would be, you know, a person has a radiator, has an old-fashioned radiator. They get quite hot. The person couldn't put there to dry it. There to dry because it's going to do a bishul process. When they put it there by the stove to dry them. You're allowed to put in there to dry, but who shall yanichem derech schit shticha nimshoitchem kedarkem osur b'chol gavni b'chanal b'siv akarim. We put in the way that it looks like you're putting it there to dry, so then you go back to the iser of the previous sif of the marasayin issue. Sak the sharatzian and reshid beis. The mistarba the iser marasayin hu davka kishashoitchon the oz yarmu shekipson derech l'shotchon achar kvisa. So it's we're working backwards. If he does that act of shticha, which usually comes after the kvisa, people were chashed there was kvisa. He just puts it there without spreading it out. So it'll take longer to dry, but that's not how you dry clothing after you wash it. But this had to all is as you're taking them off, you ought to put them there. Doz mutal anicha b'mokam sheni yatzal at his point. Okay, so you're allowed to take them off, and then you're allowed to put, as you're taking them off, you can put them in this place to dry if it's not yatzal at his point. Why? Because the la'achakach aser b'lav hakim shem yisur tiltul. Okay, kamei b'agor. If you already took them off and put them down, you can't move them anymore because it's an yisur tiltul. Because you might come to do schita. You know, I mean, the marib adavar shein makbel al meimav, Rabbi Shabbat lo brak my muatim lo chashin and shavu lizkin. Or I can give you two other scenarios that he doesn't bother him that it's wet. He's not going to squeeze it out. A or B, a situation where it's not so soaking. Okay. Yeah. Kufay and Aleph. Also the Taltalim. Zot Meshabur. Dafke Shanoshu Memayim Rubim. So this is a Tiltal that you might squeeze it. Talking about it was very wet. Aleph Kishbor Leim Mayim Watim. Lo Chashir and Shiabu Lidei Schita. Because come on. Simen Shin Beis. Siftes Bago. If it's not so wet, you're not worried. We don't examine the person might be tempted to squeeze it. The fact that it's wet bothers him, so afraid he might squeeze it. As opposed to Avomatlonius Shashrim Tomin Bimayim and Lochash Mutabatiltu. But these type of items, which they're always wet, that's you use them, so there's no reason why you be cautious that he might come to squeeze it, so that they don't become Asubatiltu. I don't use shmatas. Shmatas. Okay. Mem Zayin. Lo yishtach adam es kelev b'shabbos afilo min azeya. This issue is not only from water; it applies from zeya as well. So, a person was working strenuously, and walking, whatever it is, very hot. Comes home and his undershirt is soaking wet. So he wants to hang up his undershirt to dry out before he puts it into the laundry. He shouldn't be, you know, make everything wet and end up, you know, making a mildew on the mold on the clothing. So you have the sister of drying it out. Okay, memches. Mistabek adam baluntis. Person can dry himself with an aluntis perish. What is that? Beggar should be stopped in by lach or shirat. It's in the towel that they would use to dry themselves after they went to the bath. Via biyadoi, lachshin Hashem yabal lischit. So he can carry it. Again, we're talking about the place where there's no problem with carrying. We're not worried about the fact that we're allowing him to carry it. He might squeeze it out because he doesn't mind the fact that it's wet. That's how you use it. Layimser labalonim shem lachshinim al lischit. However, he cannot give it back to the bath attendants, because they are chashed that they might do schita. Okay.
That's still true in our time?
The first half or the second half? The balonim? I don't know.
I understand that those at that time there was
I don't know. Kufan Gilom is stopping on him. Mashem Gavron is on his head. Toibli, he's stopping with Dabar Shein Makbel Meimov. So therefore, you're not going to come to the Skita because you don't mind the fact that it's wet. If you're a grown Mashem, the Stam Aluntis, who Dabar Shein Makbel Meimov? Aluntis in general, you're not Makbel Meimov.
What does the first thing say? What isn't particular about it?
Right.
Be wet.
Fine. Now, Luntis, I feel a kogufa lacha shirocha tizatu b'mayim tsunim kakamam simishin chavche bob. So, this Luntis can be for his whole body, so it's going to absorb a lot of water. Still mutter to carry it. Now, how are you washing yourself? You're talking about you're washing yourself right now without, not with water which is heated, because there's certain xeris which we'll see in Shin Chavov, how a person can do rechitza on Shabbos, what's permitted and what's aser. But over here he's saying the Mikra din din of the Gemara, a person can wash his whole body in synonym. There is a minig which we will see from the Rishonim that they did not do so. They stopped doing so. But Medina the Gemara, which is what we're talking about over here, this is din of Gemara, din of Shulchan Aruch, he's following that. He doesn't bring that minig. So he holds you could be washing, but certainly you can wash yourself, your whole body in certain.
Actually, I mean, this is not Hikla, this is America. So, I mean, do we still have places like this?
No, I mean, they don't really have places like this. The soich beisur b'makom sheish eruv, he can bring it home. So the kiddush over here is, even though something which is soaking, you cannot hold because you might come to schita. So Magen Rama answers that over here Chazal had to be moderate because you can't leave the guy soaking wet. So we're makel to allow him to dry himself. And once that's true, we're also makel to allow him to bring it home. According to Magen Rama's explanation, so it's only had to bring it home. Once it's home, it's like also you go back to regular din. Something which is wet, you shouldn't move because you might come to the schita. So according to them, we assume that the person used a lutis, that's not the level of wetness which is problematic. If they didn't ask for that, then that's what means even if not in the original moment we brought it home, he wants to move it again later, that's going to be mutter, because there's no gzera over here of shema yiskait, because it's only mayim water.
It's also, we're not lucky, we just said we're not lucky, the person's not lucky on mayim and these things on the towels being wet.
Well, he already said that sort, right?
I assume that the issue with a lot of water is because it becomes a close situation.
No, we see over here that, you know, that they're not chashish for that, unless you actively, you know, squeezing it. We'll see more about that in the next siman. Okay. Right. Fine. Memtes. Mutter lichritz yada benor b'shabbos. Person can wash his hands. B'vash shal yitziyim imamayim shalayim chutz l'nahor del v'namis. So you have to shake off the water, the extra water, because if you don't shake off the extra water, we look at it as if you're carrying the water. The person would carry it from the river on his hands, del v'namis, he's transported the water, del v'namis. There's this ribay of mayim on his hands because dipping it in. So you'd have to shake off all the excess water before he starts walking. So the water is a carmelis and the bank is a carmelis usually. So we're going from carmelis to carmelis and the shear is dalaramas. The river is a carmelis and the bank was immediately rishus harabim, so then the problem is not dalaramas, the problem is the act of transporting it from a carmelis to the shuls rabbit. Also, let's see yada min a nor belachutz. So he can't take his hands out of the river. Period. So what's he going to do? Ella, what he has to do is yinagba mitkila heitev zubazu at yisur amayim. He has to rub them together above the water. Take off the extra, all of the excess water. In the horror, who carmelis also lights the carmelis shushes around. So it's not a question of moving the Dalaramas. His hands are over the river. He has to make sure he removes all the water while he's over the river before he brings his hand back to himself. That would be considered an act of taking from the carmelis to the shushes around.
We're talking about it's tofeach as opposed to just a little damp.
Right, we're talking about significant water. If it's not the fair amanas latviach, we assume in Allah it's considered equivalent as if it's dry. Okay. Two more sifim over here. Let's finish the sifim. Yoitzim bepishtan soruk, and semer menupitz, shabaroshe bale chatotin. Okay, so the person would take, wants to take these fibers and put it on his patches of psoriasis, whatever this is, on his head, perish bali nagoyim. So he's allowed to cover them with this soft material. And he gives two examples: pishtun sur, combed flax, and fluffed tzemer. Okay. It was a man should sabon rekorkon. Okay. So, but it has to be that he's indicated before Shabbos. He's planning to use them for the purpose of this purpose. Otherwise, we're going to have a potential muksa shalot. So you have to do an action beforehand to make it not muksa. So one would be that he dyed the color, or he started wearing it. So either one of them will accomplish that. Kuvayin zayin. Belakatotin. Vayizeh kadeshul yehinira kisar. They would use this as a toupee. He dyed them that they should look nicer. And he tied them together. Then or so he went out like this. The gully dyed the malbush kami. He indicated that this has become now for him. It becomes a garment. If he did not dye them and he didn't, before Shabbos, or he did not wear them before Shabbos, they're muksa. They can't remove them. So an item which is muksa, a person has to do some act of designating it before Shabbos to be functional, and then it's not muksa anymore. And we'll see over there how much you need to make it from being non-functional to functional. Nun Aleph. I'm sorry, what? Toupee what?
Wearing a toupee, that's not like Isha, like going like a woman.
I don't know the case over here, but the question is, wearing a toupee, that doesn't go with this, or Lo Silbash ever seamless Isha. He's, you know, if a person is, we'll see that around in the beginning of Shin Mem, the Mechaber talks about a person who's being malakit, sarais, levonais, from the shcheris. It's also because of Lasilbash Gavrasim Lazisha. So a person who's plucking out the white hairs from his black hairs, he should look young. That's called, that goes into Israel, Lasilbash Gavrasim Lazisha. He's acting like a woman. But so the Paiskim, the dying wife, has a tshuva, the person who went, prematurely white and half of his beard. So one half of his, he's a young man, and half of his beard is white, half of his beard is black. So he looks like a freak. Right? So is he allowed to dye, is he allowed to dye the white part of his beard? Is it a problem with Silva? She said, no, removing embarrassment like of that sort is not, does not consider Lo Silbash. So you have scenarios where a person, you know, the person had, you know, some type of treatment, and he's bald and he feels uncomfortable like that. So that would be that. The heter, it's not to me up necessarily, just to take away his embarrassment. That's not a problem of Osavash. Right. Yeah. Nun Aleph. Mutar lotzis b'mitznefesh a toilin b'tzaver mishli meshal yamaka b'yodo ebezrohei. So he's going to make some type of a sling. To keep the arm immobilize the arm or something of that sort. Chemes nartutin, which is chetigos beged boli, it's worn out cloth which you cut into small pieces. That's nartutin. Kruchim alayad or alayetzba sheyesh b'maka. So they're wrapped around the maka, the finger or the hand which has the maka, to protect it. So that's considered right now like a baguette, because this is how you protect a wound. Kufay Mutter Lotzes. Shekalelu Einam Nachshavim Lehem Masu, Yalehem Ketachshit Lehem. It's not that they're carrying it, rather, this item is in some way helping him, so that's the Ketachshit. So the phrase Tachshit, which we started at the beginning of the Simon, seven problems, at the end of the Simon, we'll know what it means, which we still won't, because there's still Shin Gimel that talks about Tachshit Einoshim. It's not limited by use of Chazal only to something which is to beautify. It's something which is in some way to benefit the goof. So that's considered a tachshit. So if you take it, you wear it derech malbush, it's called a tachshit, which is mutter. So he's allowed to go with this, that he has a makah b'yodoy. So he puts this around his neck to like a sling. B'yodoy. So, and the same thing with the smartutum, which is wrapped around the hand, which has the maka. So it's, or just around the area where the maka is, it would be the same thing. Finally, Abbas Simcha Beis, Simcha Ches, Mashik Sabbath Shom, the Chain is Kimu Oid Harbe Achronim, that they agree that this is also Mutter. Mashim Estim is Mekarbet, Zen Nashim Kamalbush, Afil Lul Yotze Behem Shachas, even though he never went out like this yet before Shabbos, it's still considered his Malbush. Mashayin Kim Sif Nuan Achronim, Kehaz Amogar Ramad came and said, Lir Rabbe Vayim Bril Lachim. So the question is, why when he puts this fake wool on his head, it's only mutter he did it, he wore it before Shabbos, and over here he wants to put the shmatas around his finger, it's mutter even on Shabbos. So that's me mechalik. So he points out the smartudim, because they're not so choshuv, it's easier to be mekel. Fine.
Because they're not
chashuv? The less chashuv they are, the more it's easier for them to be bolted to the goof.
Uh-huh. But are they more muksa though? Because they had no
chashuvas
at all?
We'll see by muksa that the shear for smartutin to be considered muksa is that they're smaller than a certain shear. So otherwise, in general, they came from a kli. People, you know, he'll use them when he has an opportunity. So, mm-hmm. So then we'll come muksa. Okay, we finished Shin Aleph. Make a siyum. Okay, Shin Beis. That's just the chapter in the first sif, or at least the mechaber of the first sif, but the mechaber of the Ramah, not the mishaburs. So now we're dealing with issues of the melacha malabain. So malabain has some other subcategories discussed on the seven as well. Habadarit halus kadosha. The person has a new garment which is dark and he shakes it off min atal shalel is chayiv. So shaking off a light layer of dew which is on it is chayiv. It's called malaben. Shadir yafalo kamay kibus. So shaking it out is the equivalent of washing it. But it's talking about this person who's he's makbid that he would not wear it as such without shaking it out. So then for him, the shaking out is a tikkun, making the kli usable, so that's a problem. Whereas somebody else who doesn't mind that it's wet a little bit, and then he shakes it out, he doesn't really mind, so it's not really doing too much for him, so it's not considered malavit. So to shake out a baggage which is soaked, either from it fell into the river or it rained on him, so that he definitely cannot shake out that water on Shabbos. The dafka baggage chodesh shemach b'dolav. So then we say, but again, this is a case of a type of garment that you mind the fact that it got wet. So then, shaking out the water is doing something to it. The Yesharman, the Osel and Nair Beged, Mina Ovek Shalov, Imak Bidalov. So if your type of garment, which the dust shows up, so you're marked that the dust shouldn't be there, so you would shake off the dust, then that's called a labit. The type of lachash, the dwarf, this is Rashi Shita, it's appropriate to be machmer that Shita. Well, mutter, lahasir, anoitis, min habegge, b'shabes. So I can't take off ovak, but we can take off the little feathers. And we'll see later on why that's so. I guess we'll see over here why that's so, but Macabre's, the Ramah says, we'll explain later on. And we'll see over here why. Okay, let's hold this here. So again, just reminding everybody that